The mission that Pei Beis Man Aleph discusses the dinim of Malkus of Isav Es Benai, Shachar Parim, Mechakim Shnei Benai, Sefek Shmonim, Bechulei. On this Iker Isav Isav Es Benai, there's a kasha which is asked that we know that we had an earlier parak that if you shech the parah and you find the Vlad Beseicha, so the Vlad is mutter without Shechita, right? The dinim Pempakua, the Shechita of the mother is mutter for the Vlad as if you shech to the Vlad as well, and therefore the Vlad doesn't need Shechita. So the kasha is, in Cain, so how is it ever mutter to shech the parah muberis? It should be an Isav Isav Es Benai. When you shech the parah, it's as if, when you shech the mother, it's as if you shech to the Vlad as well. So the chayin, that should be an Isser of Isav Es Benai. We mentioned earlier, Chakir in the din of the Heter ben Pekua, is it the pshat that the shechit of the mother, when you shech the mother, it's as if you shech to the Vlad, and therefore it's as if a ma'aseh shechita happened to the Vlad, or is it stam, a Heter ba'alma, that when you shech the mother, the Torah doesn't matter anything which is b'seicha, kol she b'mehema sachelu, but it's not kilu the Vlad is nishchan. So the kasha is l'chor only a kasha, if you hold that the shechita of the mother is as if you shech to the Vlad, but if the pshat is that the Vlad doesn't need shechita, then Vlad is not a kasha because there was no ma'aseh shechita done to the Vlad. Even if you say that it's as if the Vlad was shechted, but if the Varda is that Obey Achimai, so when you shech the mother, it's Nitar as a chelak of the mother, not that it got its own shechita, also wouldn't be shver because it's Nitar midin being a chelak of the mother, but it's not that a separate shechita happened to the Vlad, and that also wouldn't be a kasha. But if Obelabi Achimai, and it's as if the Vlad was Mamish Nishchat, then will attack it be a kasha. So I saw the Bala Itter asks this kasha, he provides this kasha. And he says the Gemara Gechidish, he says it's not a problem of Es Benai because Uber lo ikri ben. And Uber is not called a ben. It's only called a ben. The Uber is only called a ben once you come out Lavri Olam, but you might not call a ben. And therefore there's no Isser of Es Benai. Es Es Benai means you can't check the ben once it has a shame ben, but before it's born, does not have a din of a ben, and therefore the Isser of Es Benai wouldn't apply. But the Magi over there, Asakasha, that Lachar we see Lahani not like that from the Pasuk in the Torah. It says, by Yaakov and Esav, it says, we strike to Sue Habanim Bikirba. So we see that they're called Banim, even though they were not yet born. So we see there is a din, you are called a Ben B'mei Imai. So Lachar Tzarechian, I'm with this Balatar is saying. And the Magi over there wants to tie in that maybe over there it's Al Shem HaAsid, meaning the, not Al Shem HaAsid, but when the Torah wrote it, they already were born. The Banim that are now Banim that they were born, back then, the research is a Bikirba. And therefore, the Shas Maisa and Takid did not have a din ben, but we're talking about them now as banim, and now they do have a din of a ben. So if you're not, maybe it wouldn't be a kasha. But I was thinking maybe you can answer a little bit differently that the word ben really has two meanings. A ben can mean the son of, but it could also mean ben, stam, a zacher, a male. And this we say, ubelo mikir ben, means when we're talking about a ben as a betaris, a son of the father, the mother, then lo ikir ben. When you're talking about a ben as a person, then avadi could be called a ben, even b'mei imai. So when we say Isav es Benai, that means Benai, the son of. The son of is not Chal until it's born, does not have a din of a son, B'mei Imai. But we say to Habanim, doesn't mean the son of, it just means a Ben. People that were Ben, that were Zachar, that maybe you do have a din Ben, even B'mei Imai, and therefore wouldn't be sure from this pasuk of Isav es Habanim Bekirba.